The quest for wisdom. You have a great responsibility. I saw my grandma looking out the window as there were some riots. My country was moving away from old ways. And she said that it smelled like potatoes. I have always ensured to take potatoes seriously since, both as a tool of war and riot. It took me 40 years to understand that our neighbor cooked potatoes for his animals. She just made a comment that wasn't relevant to what was going on. But even so, after all those decades, I always take a potato seriously. I see it as a mark of a powerful warrior. I then asked my grandma about war. She explained that war is what men do. I was just 3 years old, and I already knew that these were clearly no men. No rational creature could do what they do. And when my bullies found me, I immediately associated them as enemies. And I have always ensured that they are not hurt. Walking away and becoming a great warrior by doing so. My grandma, as all grandmas, is a holy saint. And she said exactly what I needed to hear. My grandfather did not help me with my bullies. And after so many decades, I think I've become wise enough to hear him tell my grandma to leave it alone.
It's the best thing that can happen to him.
He meant that my bullies were just kids. They would not hurt me much. He fought in war. He was a real warrior. Oh, he believed in people plenty. But also that they had predispositions. And I suppose he would not believe in great changes beyond those short and hard lessons that we sometimes get from our parents and grandparents. One of my book friends also believes that. That there exist the ones, and that others do not always fare well. When I was little, and the bullies would start whispering again, I would ask my older self to keep me company. And I answered that call very seriously many times as an adult. I sat next to my little self, watching and making sure that I was never alone. But in time, I also started visiting one of my book friends. He was alone in a terrible place, so I kept him company. I sat curled up by his bunk bed. I now see what he sees. I see the ones along with him, breaking their last piece of bread. My friend became a great being and rose to create an entire philosophy based on the ones breaking their bread. Based on how the ones chose not to become beasts, chose not to shut down and give up. There is a lot more wisdom that can be seen. But it requires that you have a great soul. That wisdom is denied to monsters. It becomes warped and falls to pieces in the hands of bad people. It requires a heart and soul to understand and piece together. Your first and foremost duty is gathering all the wisdom that you can find. Do not worry about your friends if they are not worthy of you. Avoid your bullies and thieves and monsters. They are but temporary. But wisdom is permanent. Each is a piece of code that creates a living sum infinitely greater than all the pieces that you will discover along your way. That wisdom contains many messages inscribed by many great beings, many great warriors. They are all waiting for you. They want you to find the wisdom and to rise as they did. You will have to end war, of course. But that can only ever be achieved by its prevention. The rise of the warriors of wisdom, the great intellectuals who control all the future. Simply by nobly helping each human being grow all the way up until they too stand as great and unbreakable. It is an equality of wisdom, a culture of greatness, the human culture. Do not be scared of school. It will not work, but you are charged with becoming a teacher. All the injustice and fake education you will face is to serve as fuel for your works. Like my friend, you will not need a notepad. The books you will create will come from your greatness. You are about to face a world marred by madness, by make-believe education, and by many pretenders. Masses of mediocre men who just want nothing but praise for a job well done. But you will not be alone on this great journey. All the world's great beings will be watching over you, will be guiding you. And many other great beings will be growing up right along with you. You don't have to break your last piece of bread. But you must reject a world that is not worthy of you. A world that is not yet wise enough for you. And then build. Sir, would you mind closing this text? You who stand at the threshold of your lives, let me tell you what I have learned from the darkest corners of human's existence. You are never alone, and nothing meaningful is ever truly lost. I discovered that even when everything is taken from you, there remains one thing that no one can steal. Your freedom to choose your response. But you, blessed ones, you begin with so much more. You begin with choices not of mere survival, but of creation. The world you inherit is indeed broken in many ways. But here is the secret. It has always been broken. And yet, in every generation, there arise those who choose to be healers rather than harmers. builders rather than destroyers.
You are called to be among them. Do not wait until you are older to begin. Your responsibility starts now, even as a child. For you see, the prevention of future wars begins in the playground, when you choose kindness over cruelty. The transformation of education begins when you hunger for real learning, despite the inadequacies of your schools. Life is not primarily a quest for happiness, but a quest for meaning. And meaning is found in three ways: through creating work or doing deeds, through experiencing values like truth and beauty, and through the stance we take towards the unavoidable suffering. You have the privilege of beginning with the first two, creating work and experiencing great values, storing up strength for whenever you might need the third. So gather your wisdom eagerly, my young philosophers. Read voraciously. Question boldly. Create courageously. For in doing so, you are not just preparing for your own life. You are preparing to be the light for others who will walk in darkness. The future belongs to those who believe in the meaning of their responsibility. You are those believers. You are never alone in this quest.